Like you said, this is my colleague, Nina Nguyen. My name is Christopher Hernandez. We're MPH students at Loma Linda University School of Public Health. And this is our program, Empowering Young Cooks for Healthy Lives. It's an after-school club. So, disclosure statement, we don't have any financial conflicts of interest or sources of financial support for this project. Sorry. Jumped ahead. It's not stopping. Hold on. So a little background information. We reiterate and we know that obesity is an epidemic in the United States. And even though we've seen a kind of downtrend of childhood obesity recently, still approximately one-third of U.S. children and adolescents are obese or overweight. Pertaining to us in San Marino County, an average of 45.9% of the students could be classified as having unhealthy body compositions, compared to the California state average of 53%, of 43.9%. San Marino City, where this program took place, it had the highest proportion in the county, with 53%. Here's a breakdown of demographics. It is mainly a Hispanic, city, also with white, African American, and even Asian and Pacific Islanders. And in the county, almost one quarter of families with children under the age of 18 live in poverty, at or below the poverty line. Okay. So about our program, this is the Creative Before and After School Program for Success. It was a collaboration between the Boys and Girls Club and the San Marino City Unified School District to serve 44 elementary schools and 10 middle schools in the area. Its vision was to provide before and after school experience to enhance students' academic, social, and emotional development. That was their mission. And to really provide positive youth development, sites did provide breakfast and snacks and or supper, recreation and sports activities for the children, and even homework assistance. So here's a program timeline. We began needs assessment in the beginning of September 2014 through program planning and implementation evaluation in June of 2015. Phase one of our needs assessment, we did 7 individual interviews with administration for the site, the on-site leader for the CAPS program, 2 of the youth work leaders, and 3 of the students in the CAPS program, which led to us conducting a focus group with 8 of the middle school students that were participating in the program, and also a survey of the surrounding area of a 2-mile radius. Also, literature reviews and demographic summaries to learn more about the population that we're going to be working with and to better understand the problem of childhood obesity. And the data was collected using the health belief model and analyzed using grounded theory. So, our needs assessment. As you can see, the illustration here provided by the USDA, the area where many of the students lived, 92401, is known to be a food desert. And our findings further concluded that it indeed is a food desert, lack of resources and or places to get nutritious and whole foods. Many do come from working families that have varies from long hours or multiple jobs, and which we saw led to a lot of independent youth. If they weren't part of the program, we'd see many just walking home alone, and maybe we suspect being unsupervised in the area. The area did not have a lot of access to parks or other access to after-school programs or and although the CAPS program at the site did provide great tutoring and sports and recreation, it was lacking, and they provided a cooking class, but it did not have a stable stream of funding, and so even though the students did show a great interest in the cooking program, the on-site leaders had to provide their own money often to keep the children interested in coming to the program. So we definitely saw a need and a want for an interactive nutrition program, which we set out through or program planning, phase two. Here's our mission statement that kind of guided us and through the whole project. We wanted to foster an environment in a school-based setting that would build on the children's knowledge and practical skills of eating healthy. And it kind of guided us through our program objectives. We didn't have a lot of time with the children. For our program, it was only 6 weeks. Four of the weeks was in class, a nutrition education program, and the other two were for guest speakers that we brought in for cooking demonstrations and other programs. But here are the areas that we really wanted to highlight and for their learning and see if we could increase their knowledge in the areas of obesity, nutrition, and food groups, and even reading nutrition labels. So I'm going to turn it over to Nina.
All right, so as Chris mentioned, the CAP program offers many clubs after school. Thank you. They offer many clubs after school that the students can select to attend. And so they provided us with the space and the resource to run our program as one of their clubs. And it was on every Friday afternoon for 6 weeks. Even though there are about 50 students who attend CAPS on a Friday afternoon, they often like to leave early. We had 15 students who signed up and also received permission from their parents to be part of our program. And out of the students, they range between 11 to 14 years old. They were between 6th to 8th grade, and the ethnicity is similar to San Bernardino. 53% were Hispanic Latino students, followed by white, black, African American students, 13.3% respectively, and then other with 20%. We have 11 females and 4 amazing males. So for the introduction, this is like the heart of health education. So first session, we wanted to introduce our program and to introduce the topic around obesity as well as cooking and how that relates to obesity, reducing obesity. So we anticipated students would be able to name 3 diseases attributed to obesity and identify 4 steps of food safety. And as you can see, Chris led an icebreaker. We had icebreakers, we had videos, and a discussion around obesity, as well as a demonstration on food safety. For the second session, which I developed a curriculum for, I called it Nutrients. I thought it was so clever. And we anticipated that students would be able to understand knowledge around the basics of nutrition, so the macronutrients, carbohydrates, proteins, fats, minerals, and vitamins. And I'm kind of the Jeopardy queen when it comes to health education, so I led a Jeopardy game teaching about these 5 macronutrients. And then at the end, we incorporated cooking. So I demonstrated how to make pita pizzas, and the students were able to assemble their pizzas. And for the first time in the county, we had a donation of a solar cooker, so we were able to cook the pizzas on the solar cooker. This session 3, From My Plate to Yours, was developed by Chris, and we anticipated that students would be able to demonstrate which food matches to the My Plate food groups. And so Chris taught them about My Plate food groups as well as the serving sizes, and he led them through a series of active learning, so the students were participating, as you can see on the picture on the left, and then he led them, he demonstrated how to make overnight oats for them, and they were able to assemble their own cups. Session 4, let's go shopping. So we understand that the students were going to convenience stores to get bags of chips and sodas before heading home, and so we wanted to teach about just nutrition labels, and this was developed by a colleague, Alex. And she showed a video by healthykids.org. There's a YouTube video on how to read nutrition labels. And the kids, after that, went through, we passed around different snacks for the students to visualize what the nutrition labels would look like. And we anticipated the students would be able to list 3 nutrition facts included on a food label. As Chris mentioned, we had 2 sessions with a guest speaker. The first guest speaker was Chef Daryl. He was an original community member from the area. He understands the struggles of the students, and he went to culinary school. He's back in San Bernardino County to teach the students about cooking. And so we were able to invite him, and he volunteered his time with the cooking class. As we mentioned, didn't have many resources. And he taught techniques for cooking, for example, stirring techniques or even chopping techniques. And so the students made a stir fry with this picture. for solar cooking. So we have a donation of a solar cooker, and we didn't understand, at first we didn't know that the school site had an existing kitchen, and so we were thinking, okay, what's an alternative if we didn't? And so we got a donation for a solar cooker in case we moved around to different schools, we would be able to have a source of heat for cooking. And the students, as you can see, all whipped out their phones to take pictures. So in terms of evaluation, we evaluated our sessions with pre- and post-test. So the blue is in the pre-test and the pink is the post-test. And you can see that there is already a baseline knowledge when it comes to obesity. So this one is around exercise and obesity and food safety, general food safety. However, as you can see, the scores are still low for obesity, so this could mean that we can improve on defining obesity more carefully when it comes to adolescents. For session two, nutrients, the students had high knowledge baseline when it comes to learning about macronutrients. We can improve on more specific details like sugar, fibers, and starches. That's more of like a biology course that they probably would take later on, but there's still a baseline. For the second session, we only had 9 students who attended. And then for session 3, from MyPlate, the students had general knowledge when it comes to MyPlate. What was interesting was the difference of proportions so that they improve their knowledge when it comes to knowing that half their plate was for fruits and vegetables. And this one had 11 students. For session 4, let's go shopping. You can see that this is different compared to the other pre-test and post-test that we had. There is low knowledge when it comes to reading nutrition labels, and it improved. And I think this is the method that we taught them. It was through a YouTube video, but they had worksheets to fill out, so they saw the answers for themselves. And we had 11 students. So lessons learned, this is a pilot program, so there are many, many lessons that we learned. And we called it Empowering Young Cooks for Healthy Lives because we know the students were cooking at home for themselves when they came home. And so we wanted to just continue empowering that, and having Chef Daryl come in really helped to empower them and to provide them a perspective about cooking with fresh foods rather than preservatives. And we learned that we utilized the existing infrastructure of the school. So they had a cooking class, and so we continued with the idea of cooking. Now we want to emphasize more on the behavioral change aspect, and we wanted to learn more about how do we evaluate the behavioral change in the future. And we'll definitely come back to evaluate if they increase their knowledge or not. And partnering with the after school program, this could be for everyone. CAPS, the site, was definitely a champion in terms of providing support for us and providing the space. They were further interested in our program, and so now we are connected with multiple sites throughout the county. Building relationships. So even before this program started, we developed relationships with the students by tutoring them. And so the students saw our faces, provided trust between the students and ourselves, and so we had a good amount of students who participated. Timing is key, so you can see that the participants, there were about 15, 11, 9 students, and that was because it was during June, so the students were graduating out of 8th grade. They were more interested in their dances and their sports games, and so we didn't have many participants from the 8th graders at the end. For next steps, so there's another site in Miskoi, which is the food desert area, as you saw in the green diagram, and they're having a school garden there, so we're going to be working with them to do the school garden as well as teaching nutrition. There's a new cohort of students from Loma Linda, and then at the site where we were at, we're going to emphasize on physical activity since we didn't get to, and incorporate nutrition in that. And tomorrow, when I fly back to California, I'm going to be doing a parental leadership conference to show the parents that we need more involvement from their side. And we just want to acknowledge everyone involved in our program. And here are the students.